Also appreciate Brother Thomas mentioning the folks that's been in the path of the hurricane. The Lord spared us greatly. I know that there are others that suffered from it in the Bahamas and so forth, and certainly we want to be praying for them and the recovery efforts that are being made there. But I'll tell you something, that could have been devastating to so many, and it wasn't. And we just have to ask the Lord to bless those that were affected, but thank him for the many who were not affected by that storm. Okay, Brother Kenneth, come ahead.
Good morning. I have to be honest, I wasn't expecting to speak this morning. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have anything on my mind. And I pray that it is of the Lord. But please continue to pray with me and for me and for Daddy's coming forth after. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Now, some of you know I'm a land surveyor, and I just like this verse of Scripture. It speaks to me. It says, "Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set." Remove not the ancient landmark. Now, like I said, in the human side point, it's like, yeah, we understand surveyors. We don't move the markers. Don't move them. They've been set. Leave them alone. Well, how about in our spiritual life? How about the church? How about our families? Brothers and sisters, the bounds have been set. God's commandments have been given. God's holy word has been given. It's been given to us to use it. Now, like in Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God, if we do not use it, it's of no use to us. Amen. So we need to be using, we need to be utilizing what he's given us. And the best way we can be utilizing what he's given us is getting our nose back in the book and reading. Like it says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. It's the boundaries have been set. Good is good. Evil is evil. You know, that's the thing about some people talk about the absoluters or whatever. Well, if it's wrong, it's absolutely wrong. If it's good because of God, it's absolutely good. I'll go along with that. That's far. That's it, though. But the boundaries have been set. God's commandments have been given. That's what we need to be using. That's what we need to be using in our life. You know, some people talk about, well, I wish I had a manual for life. It took me a while, but I found it. It's right here.
That's right.
If we don't understand it, keep reading. Keep asking the Lord to lead and guide me. Show me thy will, Father. It's a prayer that we can pray unto him, and he will grant. You know, if you pray, Lord, I need a new car. If you need it, he might grant it to you. But if you just want it, you know, that's just a want. But brethren, if we pray, Lord, let me see thy will. Let me see thy word. Open the scriptures to me. And we're diligent in our service and we're diligent in our reading. Brethren, that is a prayer that he will grant. So, we have his word. We have the commandments that were given. The thing about it is, you know, the boundaries have been set. It says, remove not. You know, like in land, if your neighbor comes and moves your boundaries over, he's trying to steal your land. Brother and sister, that's the world today. The world is trying to encroach in our lives. And so far, it seems, especially in this country, it's gaining ground. It's gaining ground in the country, in our lifestyle, our civilization. Brothers and sisters, let's not let it encroach any further. Let's hold fast. Stay. Read his commandments. Know what's right and what's wrong. We need to behold fast. If we turn to Romans chapter 13, read what Paul, Romans 13, verse 8. He says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, for thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law, and that knowing the time. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Brothers and sisters, it's time. It is high time. I like that description of high time. It's time before it's too late. It's high time that we awake out of sleep. So long it seems that the watchman has been asleep and allowed the enemy to creep in closer and closer. Brothers and sisters, we need to be on guard. We need to guard ourselves, our family, the church, but especially our heart, our own self. You know that thing about, "Lord, we'd revive us." Well, let the revival start in me. I need to change. I need to do something better. I can't do anything to change others. I can try my best to say something to them, to give them encouragement, to read to them, pray for them. But brothers and sisters, I can't physically change them. But I can work on me. I can change how I think, how I do things. The boundaries have been set. Let's live by those boundaries. And he says, "And now, knowing that it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Don't you love to think about that?
Yeah.
Each and every time you wake, you should be thinking one thought that should come across your mind is, "Lord, you didn't come yesterday. But you're coming closer. Your coming is closer than it was before."
Yeah.
In verse 12, "The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Brothers and sisters, this world is full of darkness. It's not a friend to God. And if it's not a friend to God, it shouldn't be a friend to us. We need to be guarding ourselves, guarding our heart. One of the ways that we can guard, you know, putting on that armor, putting on the armor of light. Ephesians chapter 6, we learn about the armor of God. And the main message is put it on. Use it. Just like if I were going out to battle and I left my armor at home, what good is that for me? I need to put it on. Use it. In verse 13, "Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in clamoring and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Don't make any room for it. Don't let it get an inch. That's the thing about the devil. A lot of times he just likes to scratch. You know, poke at you. Get on your case. Don't give him an in. I like to think of the devil as an old dog on a chain. He can only go so far. But if you go and venture into the where he can reach you, he can do some damage. So brothers and sisters, let's not give him any ground. Let's not give him a reason. And especially this world and the flush and the lust there are of this worldly lust. Let's not give it any ground. I love the, is it Charles Spurgeon that said that you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. There's things we can do to combat sin in this life. There's things that we can do to guard ourselves against it. But are we utilizing what we have? Are we staying and holding fast the bounds that have been set? Let's go to 1 Timothy real quick. First Timothy 6. First Timothy 6 and 11. Paul's writing to Timothy and says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things." If we had the time, we'd go back and read some of these things. He's talking about the temptations and the snares and the foolish and the hurt and lust and the drowning and the destruction and the preparation, love of money. I mean, just the list is long. I encourage you to read it. But he says in verse 11, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness." 12, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold onto eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." He says, lay hold of it. Brothers and sisters, we have it. It's attainable. Lay hold of it. Now, no man can take it away from you. Eternally, we are secure by the blood of Christ. But as David would say, "Return unto me the joy of thy salvation." There's times that we can walk in darkness. There's times that we can allow the enemy to creep in and do some damage and destruction. Brothers and sisters, let's get up. Let's arm ourselves with the armor of God, read His Word, and stand fast, using what we can to combat this stuff that's going to come, because it's going to come. Amen. The Lord said, "In this life you shall have tribulation." But praise be unto God, He didn't stop there. Amen. He said, "But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Amen. Brothers and sisters, He's overcome the world. And He is going to be with us as long as we're heading straight forward. That's one thing I love about the armor of God. I don't remember reading anything about a back plate or anything that covers my rear end. Anything that covers the rear. Because He's got our back. He's with us. We need to be charging forward. And not giving the enemy ground. Not giving this old sin nature, even the sin nature of me, not letting it gain any ground. So he would say, "But fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold onto eternal life." So we need to lay hold onto it. It's ours. He's given it to us. Lay hold and don't give the enemy any ground. Remove not the landmarks. Don't let the boundary encroach. In Jude 1, I think it's verse 3, says, "Earnestly contend for the faith." Earnestly contend for the faith. Brothers and sisters, we need to be earnestly working, striving to do our best. And the better we can equip ourselves is by knowing His Word better. Learning and reading His Word each and every day, strengthening ourselves, not by my strength, but relying on His almighty strength. Real quick, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. We need to be relying on Him, because that's where our strength comes from. I have no strength of my own. The only strength I can rely on is the strength of Almighty God. And because, like we said earlier, He has overcome the world. 1 Corinthians 15, let's start in verse 55. He says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, through our Lord Jesus Christ." And he says, verse 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast," steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, our labor is not in vain. If we're trying to do our best, if we're working our hardest, reading His Word, praying unto Him, relying on Him, brothers and sisters, and always abounding, always charging fast, letting not the world encroach in, brothers and sisters, our labor is not in vain. So again, he would say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He went to the grave, did he not? Yes. He tasted death for me, that I should never see death. Brothers and sisters, he had done something for me that I'll never have to endure. He had to be separated from Almighty God. When he was hanging upon the cross and he was saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Brothers and sisters, he had to. He had to endure the cross and he had to endure the almighty wrath of God for us. Let that sink in. Christ, when he went a little further and a little further, he went the extra mile for me. What is it for me to read his commandments and do what he told me to do? What is it? You know, it's a reasonable service, is it not? Romans 12, it's our reasonable service. Brothers and sisters, let's know. Let's read his word. The boundary has been set. Let's not let the world encroach any further. Brothers and sisters, we need to be keeping the faith and not backing down. May the Lord bless you.